Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. I'm hearing a little feedback on the microphone today. It might be because, yep, I heard it again, because the eclipse is coming and the effects of the solar eclipse on my microphone are being a little bit testy with me. So here's the thing. I wasn't going to podcast today, but I have a new fan and he's inspired me to podcast a little extra. Thank you. The solar eclipse, I remember the last one. I was approximately 8 years old and I was on Garden Avenue in Miami Beach, not too far from the gym I go to every day. And my grandparents were very excited. I remember they were very excited. And we made a special meal and we went outside and we witnessed what I found to be just pretty plain nothing. It was just darkness. But I remember my grandfather telling me, who I absolutely adored, my grandfather from my mother's side. I never had the privilege to meet my grandparents from my father's side. He tried to explain to me the scientific meaning, the hows and whys of eclipses and the geometry of it all. I was 8 years old. I mean, how interested could I possibly be? But he did try to define what I should expect. And a total eclipse is much more than spectacular. And I didn't care. I care now, though. And I was trying to do the same thing with my son the other day, and he didn't care. It's kind of interesting how history repeats itself. Things like the silver slivers, the diamond rings, the workings in 3D, how to protect your eyes. That's stuff that's interesting to me now, but I'm in my 40s. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the effects of the solar eclipse on the mind, the body, and the soul, which is really what is valid for me. Because I'm not a scientist, but here's a fun fact. Snapchat has the action emojis for the solar eclipse for tomorrow night only. And if you are in the trajectory, your Bitmoji on Snapchat will show you, if you're in the path of the totality, will show you with the little glasses on looking up. And that's kind of cute for those that use Snapchat. I am on Snapchat, but I don't care to share my Snapchat information because it's really, I just have it for my son and my five fave. And, but it's kind of interesting. You can see your friends in the path of the totality of the solar eclipse. So just fun fact, in case you forget, check your Snapchat and you'll be able to see what your friends are doing. So the solar eclipse has fascinated people from the beginning of time. I mean, it is fascinating. It is one of the only astrological events that people give credit to, pay attention to. Some people don't give it credit at all, astrologically speaking, even though the cosmos is always putting the moon on display for us. Like my son said, every week there's a new moon, mom, a sun moon, a fox moon, this moon. So this one, though, you can't ignore. You can't. 38 years ago was the last time it happened. So during a total solar eclipse, like what's going to happen tomorrow, the sun and the moon and the earth will be aligned. And I totally believe in alignment. The three forces will create the holy trinity of our universe, which will come together as one for a little bit. Now that's kind of cool. You can read more about this. You can Google it and you can read all about it. The universe or the cosmos is always affecting us, kind of like hormones for women. They're always working. But when something as profound as the eclipse happens, it's likely you're going to feel a shift on some sort of level. Although NASA states that the solar eclipse has nothing but a psychological effect on us, if you are someone that practices yoga or you are in real connection with your body, or you are able to achieve stillness, which I'm always working on, you will feel something. On a deeper level, this change is in frequency and vibration with your body. It's kind of like a reset button. The energetic vibration, some people can feel it coming through their feet, up their body. Animals can actually sense an eclipse and often display different behavior leading up to the event, kind of like what we're doing, getting the glasses, talking about it. It's on the news. You can actually Google 38 years ago news about the buildup towards the last solar eclipse, which is kind of fun. With all of these subtle yet noticeable effects in the world around us, it's very likely that a solar eclipse is affecting us on a much more deeper level than we even realize or give credit to. Yesterday night, it was so funny. At 11 o'clock at night, I got an email or a direct message, I'm not sure, asking me to lead an event. And I couldn't help but think, look at the timing of this. I wonder if this has something to do with the eclipse. Besides feeling tired and lethargic, a solar eclipse can also help activate a dreamlike state and is actually a perfect time to meditate or practice yoga or conduct a ritual. Like, I had a client 2 days ago and I suggested that they do some activities for the solar eclipse, and they did, and they're ready, and it's so exciting. And I'm a little excited. When darkness falls due to the solar eclipse, it can help activate a gland in your body, a pineal gland, which can bring about spiritual awakening, kind of like if you believe in stuff like this. From an astrological point of view, and I do believe in signs, a solar eclipse is all about new beginnings and making a fresh start in your life. So it seems only fitting that an awakening can happen as part of this process. According to the shamans, and my friend Vanessa would love this, it represents a time of healing. And you know, we all need healing. The alignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth, these three great forces, represents a dissolving of differences and the coming together as one, which leads me to believe, who is the one you're going to be with when you're seeing this solar eclipse, this phenomenon? And hold their hand tight, because it's history. You're making memories. During an eclipse, emotional wounds can be healed and a stronger relationship can be forged. I was going to do a podcast on the steel mace. I was cleaning up my birthday gifts because, believe it or not, I still haven't opened the gifts. I did receive an enormous amount of massages. I guess people think I need to relax. The eclipse one. Imagine you're giving me the option of picking a topic where you can either build muscle or you can heal yourself. They're both equally exciting to me, but healing goes first. This can bring about a mutual understanding and can help the world unite in love and in harmony, which we desperately need, don't you think? I mean, look at our government. In some Indian cultures, an eclipse has more foreboding message and is believed to be a time where evil can rise to the surface. Interesting. Pregnant women are warned not to go outside. Children are warned not to look up. It is believed that solar eclipses can also cause digestive disturbances. So, eat healthy. Sleep well. In fact, in some cultures, it's viewed as a negative omen and is believed to create natural disasters such as earthquakes, etc. For tomorrow's eclipse specifically, I've already seen people going through lots of changes and new beginnings and preparations. On a physical level, I've also felt extremely light and even weak. I've even had the sniffles. I mean, I've been working out a lot this weekend, extra. Yesterday, I did 5 hours of workout, and I was feeling a little weak. If this resonates with you, try doing some breathing exercises or something that grounds you, eating healthy, sleeping, meditating. If you're able to meditate, I'm still working on that. For those sensitive souls out there, which I know many, you may feel the energies intensifying as the eclipse gets closer. So love yourself, practice self-love, whatever that is for you. Be with the people that you love and the people that love you. And I mean really love you. I don't mean fake it to make it. I mean people that elevate you, support you, are there for you, call you, worry about you, pay for you. Those are the people you need to be with. I personally am not sure where I'm going to be for the solar eclipse, but I guarantee you I'll be with people I love and people that love me. So Yes, I know what a total eclipse of the heart is. I don't remember the last solar eclipse, but I'm going to remember this one, and I hope you do too. Happy Sunday. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.